We're joined this morning by the member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, and also we have with us the Shadow Minister for Ag, Fisheries and Forestry, Tony Perrott. Gentlemen, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Trevor.
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
All right, Tony, we might start with you because, of course, the Shadow Cabinet was here earlier in the week having a listening and learning tour. So what did you gain from all of that?
Well, look, I'm still here in the Bundaberg region and we're out and about listening and learning. And it's important that we do that as we move through this parliamentary term. A lot of issues out in rural and regional Queensland, and we need to be there working and listening with the people to make certain that not only when we're in Parliament, but as we develop policy, that they reflect what Queenslanders need.
All righty. Now, of course, Stephen, it must be great to have all these people here so you can bend their ear as well while you're here, they were here.
Well, absolutely. And it's the first Shadow Cabinet that we've had in this term. And, of course, to bring it to Bundaberg, we're very excited. But for me, it was a no-brainer that the issues around, you know, water security and, of course, the innovation and the agricultural importance that Bundaberg relies on was certainly front and centre of the need to bring the Shadow Cabinet here. There's a lot of issues confronting us, but there's a lot to celebrate as well. And I guess being able to share that with my colleagues, they all understand it. They've all been here before, but to start to officially engage with those stakeholders. And as Tony said, listening and learning, but there's plenty to show what can be done and should be done better. And I guess that's why we're very happy that they chose Bundy.
Tony, what have you come across with regards to water security? Because I know Stephen's talked about it quite a lot. What have you come across since you've been here?
Look, there's an enormous amount of concern directly from farmers, from industry groups in this region about the loss of water out of Paradise Dam. That can't be hidden. It's fact. And the government really do need to give certainty to this region about that water security for not only, you know, investment that's been made in this region, but future investment. This is a great agricultural hub and some significant investment, some great technologies, innovations as I get around the properties and the farms here in this region. But they're all saying the same thing. Tony, why won't the government commit to no net loss of stored water within the Burnett River catchment area? Look, we understand the issues in and around Paradise Dam, but we need the government to be open and transparent about those because this region has an enormous future centred around agriculture and then the value add to agriculture. But that can only happen if government takes the lead and provides that certainty.
While you've got Tony here, Stephen, are you going to aim at any other particular issues around Bundy that that you're very vocal about?
And these are actually good news stories. The innovation, the investment and the capacity of people that are calling Bundaberg home now is just phenomenal, and we need to absolutely get behind those industries and celebrate, whether it's Essential Oils, Orico, or whether it's, you know, like the Ag Hub that we've set up under the Hinkler Regional deal. There's some amazing brains trust out there, and for Bundy, we need to be incredibly proud, and I think we have world's best practice, and we just need now to leverage off that and make sure, as Tony said, this should be 100% production of agriculture and value-adding, and all that comes with innovation and technology, and we have it here in abundance, and now it's just bringing all that together and make sure that it becomes the centre of choice for future investment.
Now, of course, we've got Anzac Day coming up.
Very exciting day. It'd be a very busy day, but how good is it that we're able to finally show that respect to our comrades that gave the ultimate sacrifice on Anzac Day, and everyone should be coming out and paying their respects. I think it's the most important day in the calendar, and we all need to get behind it.
Yeah, well, we're going to be there bright and early on Anzac Day morning. And Tony, as far as you're concerned, you're going to go back. What can you do once you get back for here?
Look, through this tour, we've picked up many, many observations and obviously direct thoughts that have come to us. It's our job to advocate directly to the ministers and the government, to hold them account directly and through the parliament, and we will do that. One of the other areas, Trevor, that I've picked up here is the farm labour shortages that are having a critical impact, not only just in this region, but across the state. And the government really do need to be proactive, work with the federal government to make certain that they can get the tick off. I know I've spoken directly with Minister Littleproud, and they'll stamp the visas. We just need Queensland Health to make certain that they get the correct quarantine in place and get those Pacific Islanders into this state and into this region to assist our farmers.
All right, Tony, good luck with your Shadow Ministry of Ag, Fisheries and Forestry. And Stephen, of course, we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you.